There is only one supplement that I think almost everyone on this planet should be taking, and that's a full spectrum and highly bioavailable magnesium supplement because, well, let's face it, ever since the Industrial Revolution, our soil has been depleted of magnesium, and therefore our food is depleted of magnesium. And on top of that, our modern environments, which are inherently overstimulating and stressful, are constantly depleting our body of magnesium. And unlike other nutrients, this is not something that your body can produce on its own. It literally needs to get it from the diet. And one individual kind of magnesium alone is not enough. You actually need 7 different kinds to support over 300 biochemical reactions that help regulate your nervous system, red blood cell production, energy production, managing stress and emotions, etc. And so the folks at Bioptimizers have made it very easy and convenient to add back in what the modern world leaves out. They've created Magnesium Breakthrough. Now, I've been taking this for the past 2 years, and the biggest benefits that I've seen are related to my evening wind down sessions and my sleep. I tend to be pretty overactive in the evenings, just totally overthinking everything that I do. And this has helped me wind down and get more restorative, more efficient sleep. So I wake up feeling way more refreshed, more energized, more clear, more ready for the day. And the way that I see it, sleep is upstream of essentially every other health and wellness related habit and decision. Because if you're sleeping better, automatically you're going to have more regular cravings. You're going to have higher insulin sensitivity. You can derive more of all these inputs like fitness, right? You make more gains, you gain more muscle, you burn more calories, and you wake up feeling refreshed so that you can do it again and again and again. And then beyond the fitness, you have more energy to go for a walk, to do fun activities with friends. You are less stressed, so you can socialize anxiety-free. And you're also going to be retaining, refreshing, and refining your skills and information much, much better. So you won't forget any names. And yeah, I mean, like I said, over 300 biochemical processes that you're supporting with magnesium. And then sleep, I mean, wow. Better sleep is just a better life in general. So I found it extremely helpful on a personal level, and I'm sure that you guys will find it helpful too. Your mind and body, and maybe even your spirit, will thank you. So anyway, if you want to get a sweet little discount off of this amazing, amazing magnesium supplement from Bioptimizers, all you have to do is visit the show notes. So you just scroll down right now. It takes just a couple seconds, and boom, you'll have access to all 7 different kinds of magnesium that your body needs. All you have to do is hit the link and use code KYP for Know Your Physio. KYP. That's all. Enjoy 10 to 22% off depending on the package you choose, whether or not you subscribe. I'm obviously subscribed because I don't even want to think about whether or not I'm going to get this essential supplement in the mail. And yeah, hope you guys enjoy that awesome stuff. And that's all for now. I'll see you guys on the show. Hello and welcome to episode number 90 of the Know Your Physio podcast. I'm your host, Andres Prochel, helping you discover your science to optimize your life. And today's guest is yours truly. I'm the guest today as my partner, Parker Lairo, aka the Rolling Sloan, takes me through a series of questions that you guys submitted online. So I want to say thanks to all who submitted questions. From now on, we will be doing dedicated Q&A episodes every 10 episodes, and we'll be celebrating with a bigger Q&A for episode 100, which is obviously a huge milestone. So I want to say thanks to all who submitted questions. We did give you a shout out here on the show. I didn't get to cover all the questions. I will leave some for future Q&As, but I'm very excited to share today's substance with you. It's very honest, very transparent, as always, but I think I take it a step further this time to bring you as much value and self-reflection, introspection as possible. So hope you guys enjoy the show. And if you enjoy it, please be sure to leave an honest review on your preferred platform and give me some good feedback and maybe help us get this substance in the hands of more people like yourself who want to optimize their health performance and apply science to do so. So anyway, thanks in advance, and I will see you on the show. Much love. All right. Well, we are live. This is episode 90 of the Know Your Physio podcast. I'm here with my partner, Parker Sloan Lairo. Sorry, I just got this blue Canteen in my lip, so I'm slurring over my words. We're here in Vermont. We're celebrating episode 90 with a Q&A. I think from now on, I'm going to be doing dedicated Q&As every 10 episodes. We're nearing 100, which is a huge milestone. And I want to do my part in answering some of the amazing questions that I've received over the past couple of weeks via the newsletter, Instagram, and the Know Your Physio Gentleman's Chat. So yeah, thank you guys and gals for submitting your amazing questions, and we'll have a chance to dive into some of them on this show. And hi, welcome, Parker.
Hi, it's nice to be here. I'm honored.
Well, nice to be back here. You've been on the show before.
I have. That's right. That's right. It's nice to be back, and I'm excited to ask you some of these questions coming from your followers, from your community.
Cool. Let's do it. Let's jump right in.
Okay. Number one, Costell Water asks a series of questions that I think are all really well grouped together. On dress, what biohacks are you doing daily? What are you eating? What are you doing to work out? Daily posts?
Well, this person asked another question.
It's true. So I'll start. They said, so you're just never going to post anything good anymore, with an emoji with a tear. And then you...
I thought it was like a troll account.
It kind of did look like that. But then they followed up with, what biohacks are you doing daily? What are you eating? And how are you working out? So, you know, I think maybe you could even touch upon the fact that maybe you don't post about those things so much anymore because of how much your lifestyle, our lifestyles have changed over the past year, and especially within 2023. I think that's probably a reason why you wouldn't post about those things, but you still are doing those things. So why don't you talk
I think it's
that?
A great question. Honestly, I thought it was a troll at first, but Costell, thank you for the amazing question. I take it very seriously. And a lot of things have changed in my life over the past year that have forced me to prioritize the time I spend in real life with the people that I'm building some amazing things with. And it's taken away from some of the online content, specifically Instagram, where I typically spend most of my time as a creator. I've been really focused on growing the podcast. I've been really focused on working with my clients. And I've been really focused on just putting my head down and building the core of what will become more scalable digital branding assets. So I'm really focused on building the core content pillars of Know Your Physio and the Know Your Physio Method. So you can see some of our work on the Know Your Physio website. That's KNOWYOUR Physio with a PHYSIO.org. And you'll see some of our articles. You'll see some of the stuff that we're doing there. And on my personal site, I'm really just focused on building these systems to scale. And while I probably could be better about documenting that experience when I can't necessarily create original works online, I know that it's just temporary and that I will soon be returning full throttle to Instagram with my best and latest biohacks, tools, tips, techniques, science, etc. But the best place to get that now is definitely on the podcast. And if you are my client and you're signed up for one-on-one coaching, I definitely am super focused on my clients. And as of recent, we've been collaborating on one client who's one of the best tennis players of all time. I've been working with one of the World Series of Poker finalists, with a recent second place winner of the Le Mans 24-hour race, the biggest race in the world, all kinds of CEOs, you know, big time CEOs of venture capital, billionaires. So I've been really focused on giving them my full presence and attention. And I think it naturally takes away from social media because I run the show myself online. So just stay tuned, I guess, and I'll be back. I'm working really hard on coming back.
Yeah. And I think obviously this is Andres's show, but just a note to add in is if someone is noticing that and comments that, I'm sure other people are feeling the same way.
Oh, absolutely.
Right? So I think a question like this maybe couldn't have come at a better time, because if it has been a while that people feel a shift in the way that you're engaging with people or posting about things that you used to post about, it just also shows that life is life and, you know, you have to be authentic at what you do. So you're not going to force posts about biohacking and your daily meals and how you're working out, because if all those things are so subject to change as they have been, you're not prioritizing that. Like, you're prioritizing your other things. So you're not going to force yourself to post about that, because that wouldn't really be aligned with who you are at this moment in your life.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
Obviously those things are super important to you, but it really just wouldn't be you right now if you were
yeah,
doing.
I think one of the biggest things I've learned this year is not to spread myself thin. I'm someone that has the way that I've built my brand, business, and online presence. I feel like the perfect opportunities approach me every single week. And in a perfect world, I could say yes to everything, but I can't. So I've had to learn to say no to a lot of things this year. That's been one of the biggest lessons so that I can prevent spreading myself thin. Yeah, at the end of the day, I can't do it all, but I'm certainly building systems and I've had the chance to build an incredible team that's helping me be more productive in areas where typically one person couldn't do it alone. Now I can sort of spearhead those verticals with the help of a team. So we've been very focused on creating that structure. And I think there's a lot to look forward to within the next month or two. I think this is honestly the best question to start the show because I'm sure a lot of people are feeling this way. So there's a lot of stuff coming down the line. So yeah, stay tuned, you guys. And thank you for the question.
OG Bobby Berto says...
Roberto.
says, question, what can men do to counteract the drop in testosterone created by the chemical cocktail we consistently consume across today's food and water? It seems like every source is utilizing some sort of chemical agent that's causing testosterone levels to drop. I've been seeing this circulate online, comparing test levels of modern men to the test levels of 50-year-olds like 40 to 50 years ago, and I wanted to know your thoughts. If this is happening, what are the countermeasures that can be taken to preserve or regenerate testosterone?
Yeah, this is a great question. It's obviously a loaded question. There has been a decline in men's testosterone levels over the years. I think nowadays, the average 40-year-old has testosterone levels that I think someone in their 70s, like 4 years ago, used to have. I don't know, something like ridiculous like that. I can't remember the exact metric, but it's just this notion that obviously there's a massive and steep decline in testosterone. I think it has a lot to do with environmental factors. I think it has a lot to do with our current lifestyles and the things that we're eating. I'm looking forward to bringing on an incredible podcast guest that can help us address this question. Her name is Dr. Shauna Swan, and she speaks all about the science behind semen, testosterone, really just the male reproductive system and how it's been in this sharp decline over the past few years. She's written some incredible books, done some incredible podcasts, hosted some incredible lectures, and I look forward to having her on. But I would say the number one thing is this constant exposure to BPAs that have estrogen mimicking effects on the male reproductive system. And, you know, we're constantly exposed to these BPAs, whether it's in our plastic water bottles or in receipts or in our diet. I mean, they're everywhere. So I think that's one thing. I think also the lack of sleep over the years because of the steep increase in screen time, how convenient it is to give yourself the impression that you're being productive by staying up late on your phone, glued to a screen, with this massive amount of blue light being, you know, shocking your nervous system and keeping you up. I think that all these devices and technologies, they promise us productivity, but what they are guaranteeing is a negative investment in what we really need the most to be productive, which is our sleep. And so if we can get more sleep and higher quality sleep, naturally, we give our body the opportunity to do what it's intelligent enough to do what it's been born to do, which is to help us recover, replenish, refresh, remember, refine skills, etc. So if we take away from sleep, we take away from our body's innate ability to do what it needs to do and to survive. And if you look at this from a Maslow's hierarchy of needs perspective, most of us, especially if you're tuning into this podcast, you're going to have food, shelter, water, safety. But in order to get to that sort of high performance, optimal health, self-actualization, you have to really work hard, especially in these modern environments, to add back in the things that we're lacking that take us away from the physiological processes necessary to reward us with the drive to reproduce. Which is really, if you look at testosterone, you look at semen production, you look at all these other things, we can't do that properly if our body feels threatened. And we don't give ourselves the chance to provide that layer of protection and reduction in stress if we're not investing in our sleep. The more modern that we get, the more convenient that we live, I think there has to be an equal but opposite effort in the quality of sleep that we're achieving. So I think that's one of the biggest things. So it's BPAs in our environment. I think it's sleep. And then we can go into all these different angles and we can dive deep. Again, this is a loaded question. There's so much to say about the decline of testosterone, right? But I think those are two of the biggest things that we need to master. Reducing that exposure and sleeping better. Managing stress better.
I think that podcast with Dr. Shauna Swan will be great. You definitely have to get her on. I actually just wanted to make a note back on Castell's question about biohacking. Andres has some blue stuff in his mouth right now that he's using that I think we can mention to people.
Yeah, I just went to the... So we just had a really loaded past couple of months traveling and engaging in some of the biggest health and biohacking conferences in the world. We were in London, had an amazing time there at the Health Optimization Conference. Shout out to Tim Gray for setting that up and for all the amazing people that joined me on the show while we were there. And then we flew to New York for the Fancy Food Show, but a day before that show and a day into being in New York, I actually flew to Orlando for just a day to meet some business partners, but I did have the chance to make it out to the conference itself, the Upgraded Labs Conference by Dave Asprey, who I'll go as far as to say that Dave Asprey is not my favorite person. I actually unfollowed him. I know this sounds a little bit, my girlfriend just kind of hesitated. She doesn't want me to say this, but I'm not the biggest fan of Dave because I think the Upgraded Labs conference, they've made biohacking such an exclusive thing when in fact it's something that is so accessible. And I'm really about accessibility. It's the reason why I host this show. The whole show felt like this huge advertisement, kind of like a sellout. Like everyone there was just there to like sell. Like it wasn't about all the cool tech and cool science. Like people were just there trying to sell. Tickets are $2,000. And I quite literally got to the conference and I walked through the door and enjoyed everything there was to enjoy there. I didn't have to pay a dollar. I just walked right in. And I'm a big fan of what these big names are pushing. I'm a big fan of the mission. But I think at this point, they've made biohacking such an exclusive thing. And it certainly can be. And in some cases, it certainly should be. But in the grand scheme of things, I think that really biohacking, what it means is to, in this modern world that we live in, add in things that simulate what we'd otherwise get in nature through very convenient means. So like a grounding mat, right? Or like a red light therapy in the morning, or an air purifier, limiting blue light. Most, if not all biohacks are replicating what we would otherwise get in nature, right? So it's helping us live this like biologically consistent lifestyle in the modern day. And that elicits these evolutionarily preserved mechanisms that make us great and allow our body's genius to come to life. And I just think that at this point, there is just so much ridiculous marketing, and I mean everything has to be marketed right to like make its way in this modern world, and especially on social media. But it's just there was too much of an emphasis on that and not enough emphasis on actually empowering people through the reality of what biohacking is, which is actually something that's so accessible. And I feel like every year it's just like more like salesy and like less like real value and like wanting to help people out. That's my impression. That's my opinion. I would never want to speak badly about anyone on the show, but I honestly believe that it's just taken on a whole new turn. And I was disappointed by a lot of what I saw at the conference. Had a lot of fun meeting people, engaging with them, trying out the new stuff, but mostly it just felt like a big, like just a bunch of salespeople trying to sell everything. And it's like, dude, like this isn't what I signed up for.
I wouldn't not want you to say that. Just for the record, I'm very much about people speaking their minds. I just wasn't expecting that. I just wanted you to tell people why it looks like you just ate a blue ring pop.
Well, look, I'll tell you what. I have
which I think is what this was going to, and then kind of trailed off. But I'm glad that you expressed all of that.
I'll tell you what. Right now, what I have in my mouth is the Blue Canatine by Troscriptions, sister company of Smarter Not Harder by Dr. Ted Achacoso. I've got my buddies Boomer Anderson there and Dr. Scott Scher, who I had the chance of engaging with while I was there. They're amazing people. They're really doing some incredible work. And I have this in my mouth because it's a nice little nootropic and it's fun to do. And I think that a lot of the exclusive stuff with biohacking like this, which this isn't cheap, right? It's the fun exclusive stuff. But if people start to think that that's what biohacking is, they're ultimately going to neglect the free, sustainable stuff that they can actually do in their day to day without having to break the bank. So like, it's not that I don't like what they're doing. I want people to know and appreciate that this stuff is fucking free, which means that other people can't make a buck off of it. You know, you can't sell sunlight. You can't sell grounding. You can talk about it. You can make courses about it. But like at the end of the day, just go outside and sit in the grass and get some sunlight. Set your circadian rhythm up in a consistent way. Get deep sleep. Block blue light, etc. Right? And like eat whole foods and move your body. And like you've done 95% of the work. The rest is just fun. The rest doesn't, it's not something that you need to do. So don't anyone convince you that you need to do those things.
What do you feel the Health Optimization Summit in London did right compared?
Oh my God, the vibe was totally
compared
different.
To this one that did give that vibe that things are more accessible.
So
were there speakers at the second conference?
Yeah, there were speakers there. It was similar in setup. Like there were stands, there were experiences, there were speakers. And look, again, a lot of the health optimization stuff was also kind of exclusive, right? But I think that the fact that it was in Europe and it had this sort of European vibe, I mean, Europeans are just way better people in that sense, and that they know that they're not easily bullshitted, and they're not these huge bullshitters. Like they actually live the life. Like if you look at all these blue zones, most of them are in Europe, right? Like people walk after their meals, they drink red wine together. So there's endorphin response that is cardioprotective. They spend more time together. They eat more whole foods, more nutrient-dense foods. They have better practices when it comes to how they harvest and grow livestock and food and vegetables, whatever. They naturally live a healthier lifestyle, and that's what they were there to preach. They see the way, their perspective, and it was almost like unsaid but understood. It's like they know that the stuff that we did there was like an added layer of like fun, exclusivity, and like maybe convenience when it makes sense. But I think what most people there, at least the ones that I engaged with, really stood for was an accessible lifestyle that allows you to, again, live a biologically consistent life in the modern day. And that to me is the ultimate biohack. And like, it was just a healthier environment, in my opinion. People were really happy to be. I mean, people had to travel from all over the world to be there. So I guess the same for the Orlando conference, to be honest. I don't know. The energy was different. People were there for, it seemed like, different reasons. And I had a lot more fun living that lifestyle among the people that I met while I was there. And by the way, this isn't me saying, oh, I love Tim Gray and like Ben Greenfield and like I don't like Dave Asprey. No, that's not what I'm saying. Like, I think they all stand for amazing things. But I think that it's the approach and the maybe underlying intentions that I think I see that are slightly different.
Awesome. All right. Cuda.
Oh, shout out to Cuda.
084.
Love you, Cuda.
Says, it might be an episode on its own, but 10 things, food, activities, etc., that will change your health for the better.
Okay. Number one thing is sleeping better, which starts in the morning. I think it just goes down to circadian rhythms and establishing a consistent circadian rhythm, because every other biological process stems from the circadian response and circadian alignment. That's a really fancy way of saying, if you can just consistently get light in the morning and block or avoid light in the evening to mimic the sun and the natural rhythm that the sun has and the role that plays in our physiology, the way that you can orchestrate almost every other biological function, I mean, that process is now that much better. So like, for example, the way I see sleep is it's upstream of every other habit. If you're sleeping consistently and if you're sleeping efficiently, you're getting deep restorative sleep. Naturally, you are going to wake up and you're going to have healthier cravings, as in you're not going to be in a stress state where your body just wants quick, efficient energy because it feels like it's stressed out, right? You're not going to be super hungry for processed carbs and processed energy-dense foods that are laced with artificial ingredients that give your body the impression of nutrient density, like artificial colors and artificial flavors. So to really make the best decisions about nutrition, you want to sleep right. You're also going to, you know, improve your ghrelin response. You're going to improve your leptin levels. So all of a sudden you have better hunger, better cravings. You have a healthier body weight set point. You also have a better cholesterol profile. Like everything regarding your nutrition, a lot of your physiology is automatically better when you're sleeping better. And that starts in the morning, priming the circadian rhythm. So getting sunlight within 30 minutes or within an hour for about 10 minutes at least. then in the evening doing the opposite. So in the evening, really winding down. So, you know, experiencing the sunset is something to aspire for. You don't have to do that. There's ways to simulate that through biohacking. But if you can experience the sunset, because the sun is naturally going to cross more of the atmosphere, it filters out some of the blue light that otherwise creates this state of wakefulness and stress. And it's a sympathetic state, not necessarily a bad level of stress, but you don't want that leading into the afternoon or in the evening. So you want to get some of that filtered sunlight. So it's red infrared light that signals to the brain and the body that it's time to wind down. So you start to see melatonin accumulating and your body starts to feel tired naturally. What happens in the modern day is as soon as the sun starts going down, we start to turn the lights on and put our brightness higher on our phones. So that's the problem, right? So if we can get morning sunlight and we can get or simulate evening light, so if you can't get the sunset, you know, wear a powerful pair of blue blockers like Ra Optics, which I'll link to in the show notes. Now you get a lot of this natural response. So all of a sudden you're sleeping better. Okay, great. Now it's upstream because now you're making better decisions about nutrition. You are not going to have want or cravings. And now that you're sleeping better and you're eating better, you're going to feel more energized and more clear. So it's more likely that you'll engage in the fitness necessary to either burn more calories and improve your body composition or really achieve higher levels of performance and improve things like VO2 max, which is the most highly correlated measure with overall longevity and quality of life, right? The maximum energy of oxygen consumption, which I can get into in another episode. So all of a sudden you have more energy, you have more drive, you have better neurotransmitter production that actually gives you the productivity, the focus, the attention to the important things in your life. Like that alone is going to solve so many of your problems and it's going to help you live a healthier, more fulfilling life. And then naturally it takes care of your mind, right? In a way. So if you have eating better, more nutrient-dense foods without unwanted cravings, if you're now exercising because you have more energy to do so and you are just feeling better and more productive as a whole, your mind's going to be in a much better place. You're going to feel a lot better about the way you're spending your time. And you really get to engage in that productivity. So anyway, I don't want to make this too long. The point is, that's like the most important thing.
So it seems like sleep is pretty much baseline for all other aspects of health and everything that you do. You could talk about food, you could talk about other habits, but if you don't have the sleep, it's going to be detrimental to all of them.
I'll put it very simply. Yeah. Like I'll put it very simply. Like unless you're getting the best sleep possible, every other habit, even remotely related to your health and well-being.
Maybe like 90%.
Yeah, sure. At least 90% is going to be so much harder to engage in and maintain consistently.
Great. So maybe the rest of the ones that you want to list, all nine, we do like a little rapid fire.
All right, rapid fire. Already covered the sunlight in the morning and in the evening. Definitely shooting for nutrient density in your foods and as little processing as possible. I mean, that's a given, right? Typically, opting for more color in your diet is going to give you a wide range of nutrients and also a good amount of fiber because a lot of the most colorful foods tend to have a lot of fiber and I'm a big believer in fiber.
I think fiber in itself could be one more tip.
Yeah, I think look, I'm a fan of some of the carnivores out here, right? And the movement. I think it can be a powerful elimination diet. I don't think it's sustainable. And I think that carnivores are missing out on the vast cornucopia that the planet has to offer, as Ben Greenfield once said in response to a comment about Paul Saladino. It's like our planet has all these amazing foods and really they have all these tremendous benefits. Yeah, sure, meat is like super nutrient dense, but like that's not everything your body needs and that's not everything your body needs to thrive in, and especially in this modern day, right? Where we're constantly stressed and overproducing. Most people have a pretty poor cholesterol profile. We know that improving or increasing fiber in your diet naturally helps you improve your cholesterol profile because fiber binds to bile and it just helps you improve your markers across the board, ApoB, lower LDL, higher HDL, etc. So yeah, more color, which is more nutrient density, typically more fiber. I'm a big believer in hydrating in the morning. Big believer in that. I like to get 24 to 32 ounces of water in the AM before caffeine, because if you wake up, you're dehydrated. Naturally, that's already putting you in a bit of a diuretic and stress state. And if you just add caffeine, I mean, what are you really compensating for? You're compensating for poor sleep. If you really need that energy and that drive with caffeine, like you should examine your sleep first, and you should get sunlight that naturally gives you a rising cortisol levels, a healthy rising cortisol levels, which will motivate you and energize you and make you productive. So shifting that caffeine consumption maybe 90 minutes after waking getting sunlight and hydration instead, you're going to feel a whole lot better. The next thing is, I'm a very big fan, especially nowadays, since I'm just traveling so much and busy, of microdosing workouts. You know, if you make yourself the promise or you try to pretend as if you can consistently get these 1 to 90 minute workouts every day or most days of the week, like, good luck. Like, unless you have a super leveraged job that allows you to spend very little hours for very high impact, or you're unemployed or you live with your parents or whatever, no disrespect, but it's just the truth. Like, if you have the time and availability, do it. Otherwise, as a busy professional, I think that you should microdose your workouts because it's going to give you more volume at the end of the day, which really matters. And it's going to allow for that consistency. So I'm a big believer in that. I'm also a big believer with that of walking as much as possible, especially after meals, doing a little postprandial stroll after your meals for at least 5 minutes. It's naturally going to help you improve your insulin sensitivity. It's going to help you prevent an excess of glycation, which, you know, makes your body age more quickly and lead to wrinkles and whatever. And it'll actually promote better satiety throughout the day. It has all these benefits. So walking after meals is huge. It's something that they do in Europe again. And one of the reasons why people are typically healthier there.
Just to add, like, maybe shifting the perspective of like walking as much as possible to just making walking a much more natural, integrated like, part of the routine.
Like, take
don't want anybody walking outside and just like forcing a little speed walk around the track whenever they can.
I'll tell you what, anyone can listen to this podcast while they're walking right now. I mean, unless you're on the drive as we speak, like a lot of people can listen to this while they're walking. I had the chance to hang out with Ben Greenfield a month ago for a week. And one of the things that stood out to me the most was this guy is never sitting. Like, ever. Like, he's never sitting. It's honestly unbelievable. He's never sitting. And he's much more fit, much more productive, and much cooler than I think I would have ever imagined in person versus online. And I think one of the reasons why he can maintain 3% body fat, not 5, not 7, not 8, not 9, not 10, 3% body fat year round and feel amazing and be as productive and healthy as he is because he's constantly walking. Like, he would wake up in the morning, he's moving around, he's doing his routine. He's already listening to a podcast on 2x speed while he's moving around. He takes his first few meetings. You see him going outside and like pacing around, but like in a healthy way. If there's any place he has to go that's less than 2 miles away, he walks there. And after every meal, he walks. And I've had the chance to incorporate a lot of that in my life. And I think it's extremely, extremely helpful. What else? Oh, well, I think one of the healthiest things that we've done is no social media Sunday. And I discovered a new thing that I want to share with you today, which is the OneSec app and shortcuts on your phone that I'll show you in a moment. But no social media Sunday is one of the best things. I mean, we spend so much time on social media. Anyone tuning in, you probably have social media. You probably spend more time on it than you want to spend. And look, like, don't blame yourself. There's trillions of dollars and millions of minds that go into keeping you glued to your phone and robbing you of your attention. And maybe that's a pessimistic way to look at this. I think social media and I think our phones are one of the best things ever, right? But I think it really counts to be as intentional as possible. And if you can spend one day of the week to replenish your dopamine levels for the week ahead, to have presence and peace of mind, and to think for yourself rather than being polluted by all the different ideas people have in the rest of the world, I think that's like the one day of the week where it's arguably the most important for most people so they can start the next week fresh. And again, also with I think the dopamine alone is enough to motivate someone. And and then you get to spend the next 6 days, hopefully a little more intentionally. The next thing is the OneSec app that Alex Shinkarowski shared with me. I was blown away when I first saw this. He was like showing me something on Instagram. He opened up his phone and he clicks the Instagram app and it literally told him, take a couple seconds to breathe. It like didn't let him go into the app immediately. And then he had to like select an emoji based off of like his intention in going in the app. Like, was he bored? Was he stressed out? Was he, I don't know, trying to be actually like focused and productive? Like, it just, and then it asks you like, do you actually want to go on? And then it shows you the number of times that you like tried to go on that day. So it like really puts into perspective how glued we are to our phones and how mindless we are about scrolling and such. And I think it's great. So you download the app, then you set up the shortcut. And you can put it for any app. So I have it for like my Gmail, for Instagram, for all my social media. And I paid for like lifetime access. I paid $40 for it because I think it's going to make a huge difference compounded over the next few years. no phone use in the morning, no phone use in the evening. I haven't been the best at that, I admit, over the past couple months. And I know you're looking at me smiling because you know I haven't been the best at that, but I'm striving to improve. We're not perfect. We're always, we're a work in progress, right? And I'll say this, like, the bedroom is for two things. Like, well, why are you bringing your phone in the bedroom? It is just, again, giving you the impression that you're catching up, that you're being productive, but it's robbing you of the most essential prerequisite that actually helps you accomplish that, which is sleep. So just recognize that.
Sneaky, sneaky. This is actually just a podcast about sleep, everyone.
Yeah. I mean, I just learned, like, sleep is just, it lays the foundation for almost everything else. So, like, stop working so hard in the gym and stop working so hard on your nutrition and stop killing yourself with biohacking and the amount of money you're spending on it and just sleep better. Anyway, I think that's around 10. I don't know if that's more or less than 10.
But I think just your answer on sleep answered like 10 in itself.
It actually leads me to my next, I want to share, and sorry to interrupt, I know we're short on time, but I'm actually about to launch a masterclass on sleep. And this wasn't me trying to like lead up to this strategically to like incentivize people to sign up, but it's the truth. I'm developing a masterclass after the past few years podcasting, speaking with sleep and physiology experts and health experts, and creating some amazing materials for all kinds of high performers, from the best tennis players to World Series of Poker finalists to race car drivers and billionaires and you name it. I've helped them sleep better. And I think, again, that this needs to be more accessible. And I want to provide this in the most accessible format. So I invite people to sign up for that. The best and easiest way to do that is by going to the Know Your Physio website, which is in the show notes. It's on Instagram, and sign up for the newsletter. The newsletter is going to have all the updates and it's going to give you special access to that.
Next question.
Yeah.
David Lund says, favorite books of 2023?
Yo,
David. And maybe if not 2023, then just like the past year.
Okay. Favorite book as of this year was Atomic Habits, which I didn't finish reading. But I think I got enough value of it in just the first few chapters that were life-changing enough. And I think for those of you who want to digest some of the most important lessons in just an hour or 2 hours time, listen to the podcast, and I'll link to it in the show notes, between Tim Ferriss and James Clear, the author of Atomic Habits. That alone, if you actually listen to that podcast, read the show notes, and study that material, I guarantee you, you're going to improve your habits, you're going to improve your productivity, you're going to improve a lot of different aspects of your life and the things that you're setting out to achieve. So that alone is enough to change someone's life. I tuned into that and it was just monumental in its ability to incentivize positive change. The next book is The Almanac of Naval Ravikant by Eric Jorgensen? I don't know. But it's about Naval and some of his nuggets of wisdom that he's provided over the years, whether it's on Twitter as Threads or his speeches and webinars and, you know, interviews, etc. He compiles all of his best work. Naval is one of the most legendary investors of all time and one of the biggest thinkers and best thinkers in the past century. And in my opinion, as I think a lot of people would agree, the foreword is by Tim Ferriss, who I'm a huge fan of. Yeah, that's an incredible book on building wealth and happiness and leveraging the skills that only you have and much more. So that was another monumental book. Look, I'll tell you what, I haven't read too much this past year as far as books go. I'm about to start my neuroscience master's program, so I'm going to be reading a lot of incredible books and other books related to neuroscience and the brain. I have, however, started a book club within the Know Your Physio Handsome Gentleman's Community. Yes, that's the name of the community on WhatsApp. Let me know if you want to sign up. Just shoot me a DM. And we have over 100 guys in there who are super passionate about applied science for better living, for better performance, for finding a mate, you know, what you name it. And we started a book club. So there's a ton of suggestions. We're going to draw them randomly and dig into the substance and apply it into our daily lives and embark on that experience together, making reading a habit.
We did have just one more question. So I want to make sure we get to that. Lens of Bree says, what's the best advice you have for someone looking to drop out of the matrix and start their own integrative medicine business? Any books you'd recommend for starting out? Any personal advice? To which you honestly answered that you're not an integrative medicine MD, and nor do you have an integrative medicine business, but maybe just answering getting out of the matrix and starting your own business.
Yeah. So I love Brie. I love her questions. She's interacted with me for a while. We've stayed in touch for the past few years and she's amazing. And I know that she's in a position where she's very inspired and she wants to take these next steps to do something amazing with her life and career. And so the best advice that I can offer to essentially take yourself out of the matrix is, these are the words of Jim Quick, and they've really changed my life over the years. It's probably one of the best words of advice I've ever received. And it's, you have to have the curiosity to get to know yourself. And once you start to get to know yourself a little bit, you have to have the courage to be yourself. I think that's the ultimate way to drop out of the matrix and do the things that only you can do, provide a value that only you can provide, and live a happy, fulfilled, self-actualized life. Not to say that I'm there, but I feel like I'm taking the steps, and I feel like that's rare nowadays, right? So in a way, you can say it's helping you deviate from the matrix. You have to be very curious. You have to be very introspective, and you have to believe in that process. I recommend reading the book Chop Wood, Carry Water. It's like a super quick read, and it helps you fall in love with the art of becoming your best self and doing the things that you're setting out to do. Specifically with regards to integrative medicine, I'm not a doctor. I'm not an MD. I work together with a lot of MDs, and together we provide an integrative medicine approach to help people achieve optimal health. And as far as the best advice goes there, I would say invest in building meaningful relationships with the people that you look up to the most in the field. I'm living proof that if you genuinely invest in those relationships, and by investing, I mean like not just telling people that you appreciate them and thank you and oh my God, I love your work. Like, you have to be very specific with the advice that you, with the praise that you give, and you have to find a way to provide value to those people. And trust me, even as a high school student, you can provide value to some of the greatest people on this planet. You just have to figure out a novel and creative way to do so without expecting anything in return. Just the simple act of engaging with someone that you look up to is enough to change the course of your career. I had the chance to do this with a doctor that I was simply shadowing. And together, because he saw the value in what I was doing and he saw the value in me as a human being, we started a company together. And that, you know, that's Dr. Roy. Shout out to Dr. Roy. That was enough to change the entire trajectory of my career forever. And so make sure that you find a way to spend time with these people, hang out with them, ask them questions, show them that you're interested, expecting nothing in return. So keeping your expectations as low as possible, but your standards for yourself and for others as high as possible. That combination, low expectations, extremely high standards, and investing in those meaningful relationships with the people that you look up to in your field, that will change the course of your life and career and will help you start any practice you want to start. So yeah, invest in that. Like 100%. Do you have any questions from your end? And by the way, I'm sure there were more questions. We're running out of time because we both have a commitment we have to, you know, engage in now. But for those of you who submitted other questions, I promise to address those in episode 100 of this podcast. Not to say that these are better or more special questions than others or that they're not. Yeah, there's a lot of questions that I have to answer, and I'll make some other time for it.
What's a surprising challenge that you feel you've overcome or are still working to overcome?
I just had a conversation about this morning with my new coach. And the challenge that I'm overcoming is realizing that sometimes the health coach and the performance coach needs a coach. And I've overcome that challenge by recognizing that and getting a coach. And I got that coach through a company called Commit Action that basically holds professionals accountable and keeps them motivated on the things that they know they need to do. You know, I've managed to be very successful, especially as a young guy over the past few years, and I'm aware of that, but I don't think I'm even at the 1% of where I want to be or where I know I can be. And so I have literally hired people that are motivating me and holding me accountable, and people that I can share some of the most intimate details with that are otherwise very isolated bits of information that only I deal with. And that can be very challenging for entrepreneurs and business owners, is you feel so isolated because other people don't understand your challenges. Because no one else understands them and can resonate with them, then they can't hold you accountable, or they can't motivate you, they can't act on it, they can't be there for you. And so I think that this is an opportunity for me to be a little more vulnerable in that sense, but at the same time, knowing that I'm going to derive incredible benefits. So I'm actually going to add a link to the show notes for Commit Action. And I believe, technically speaking, I can offer a discount for anyone that's interested in that. And just totally honest and with total honesty and transparency, if you sign up, I also get a discount off my monthly fee. But we can both, you know, I guess win at the end of the day and be as motivated and held accountable to the point where we can, yeah, push a little further.
How did you like your session?
Oh my God, it was amazing. It was literally therapy for me. I told the guy, some stranger on the phone, I mean, as of now, he's a stranger, but I'm getting to know him better. Shout out to Jamal. Yeah, it was literally therapy. I've been able to put things into words that I otherwise hadn't, and that were otherwise just repeating patterns and thoughts in my mind that I thought, yeah, like I basically it was very therapeutic. So I'm looking forward to setting goals that other people can hold me accountable for and having that extra layer of motivation to pursue.
Well, I think this every 10 episodes idea for Q&As is great. I could keep going with questions, but I think it's better to just kind of pause that there and see what else comes up for people, all the curiosities that come up and all the points that you made. Nice. Your mouth is very blue.
Yeah. And now we have an incoming breathwork session with our team at Dream Health, DRYM.health. And that's where I'm a founding member at Dream, and that's where I'm offering some of my most exclusive health coaching for world leaders, business owners, etc. And building, again, the digital materials, work, and content, and ideas that will help me scale my influence together with the incredible team that I'm surrounded by. So shout out to Dream, to everyone on the team there, and to Noor for this incredible breathwork session
that we're about to do.
Yeah. So, all right. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Please be sure to submit more questions. You can send me a DM on Instagram or an email at andres@knowyourphysio.org. Links are in the show notes as always. And I will see you on the next one. Much love. So that's all for today's show. Thank you so much for tuning in today. For all of the show notes, including clickable links to anything and everything that we discussed today, everything from discount codes to videos to research articles, books, tips, tricks, techniques, and of course, to learn more about the guest on today's episode, all you have to do is head to my website, andrespreschel.com. That's AndresPreschel.com, and go to podcasts. You can also leave your feedback, questions, and suggestions for future episodes, future guests, so on and so forth. Thanks again for tuning in, and I'll see you on the next one. Have a lovely rest of your day.